there's a new culprit on the list of eco-unfriendly enterprises. The music industry, which some folks blame for noise pollution, is now being criticized for its greenhouse gas emissions. Taking most of the heat is British pop band Radiohead, whose lead singer Tom York recently joined a Friends of the Earth campaign to reduce carbon dioxide emissions in the United Kingdom. But the Sunday Times in London, with the help of the Edinburgh Centre for Carbon Management, checked up on just how environmentally friendly York's band is. They analyzed the band's latest tour and found that 500,000 fans that traveled to these concerts generated more than 5,000 tons of carbon dioxide. In addition, Radiohead racked up an estimated 50,000 air miles during the tour, producing 54 tons of CO2. And finally, 2,000 tons of carbon dioxide were produced in making the CD Hail to the Thief. In all, Radiohead's tour contributed an estimated 7,500 tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. That's what 1,400 cars produce in a year. Bands including the Rolling Stones, Coldplay, and Pink Floyd have attempted to offset their carbon pollution by planting trees, which absorb carbon dioxide. For Radiohead to follow suit, the band would have to plant 50,000 trees and maintain them for 100 years to offset the pollution from their latest tour. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Chu.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Verizon, providing 411 directory assistance for residential and business numbers locally or across the country. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.